I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WISO Today for Thursday, February 26th. The group that represents university professors and faculty in Ohio is blasting a bill that its Republican sponsor says would create an enforcement mechanism to ensure that colleges and universities are complying with Senate Bill 1. We ran a story about this earlier this week. The law, Senate Bill 1, is the law that bans most diversity programs and requires what is described as intellectual diversity on campuses. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
The bill would withhold state share of instruction funds for a full fiscal year from any state college or university not in compliance with certification, employee reassignment, and cost-cutting under Senate Bill 1. Jennifer Price with the Ohio Conference of the American Association of University Professors says the law hasn't even been in effect for a year.
To claim there's non-compliance is truly ludicrous. There's just not that information out there to even make that statement.
Price says Representative Tom Young's bill targets employees and erodes academic freedom, and complying with it will cost universities millions. Young says he believes university presidents are working on compliance, but he's concerned that some are, in his words, just checking the box. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
As tech companies look to rural Ohio as future data center sites, many municipalities are putting on the brakes. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Nearly 15 Ohio communities have placed a moratorium on data centers, limiting the approval or construction of the facilities in their neighborhoods. Lordstown, a village in northeast Ohio, was one of the first to institute such a ban. Village Council member Mark McGrill says there are just too many unknowns around how the energy-intensive facilities might impact utilities or the local environment.
If you make a mistake and let's say data center comes in and then we have all those issues, we're stuck with them for as long as that data center is there.
Some municipalities are using the pause to regulate data centers through zoning measures, like limiting the megawatts of energy they can use. The Data Center Coalition says the facilities are committed to paying their full cost of energy. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
Many people enter emergency shelters without even basic items, like extra clothes. Two nonprofits have struck a deal to help meet this need in Greene and Preble counties. HTC, formerly known as Hannah's Treasure Chest, will be providing families in shelter with clothing, books, shoes, toys, and other essentials through this partnership. WISO Shea Frank has more.
HTC has been operating as a basic needs bank since 2001, working with a network of partners across 20 counties in Southwest Ohio to provide care packages of children's items to those in need. Now, they are expanding to work with Miami Valley Community Action Partnership, or MVCAP. MVCAP's mission is to eliminate the causes and conditions of poverty. This includes operating an emergency shelter in Greene County and a domestic violence shelter in Preble County. Erin Jeffries is CEO and president of MVCAP. She says this partnership will allow them to better serve those community members during some of their most difficult times.
We want to respect the dignity of every single person that we serve and each one of our neighbors. And being able to provide, through this partnership with HTC, being able to provide those items that provide a little bit of normalcy in a situation that can feel very chaotic, especially for children, that's something that's really important to MVCAP.
Executive Director of HTC, Deanna Murphy, says MVCAP started its onboarding process and will soon be receiving supplies through their organization. Jeffrey says they are looking forward to working with HTC as they help local families work towards self-sufficiency and permanent housing. For WISO News, I'm Shay Frank.
Miami University trustees will decide this week whether to move forward with a plan to build a new basketball arena. For the Ohio Newsroom, WVXU's Zach Carrion reports.
There's no question about it. Red Hawks basketball is hot right now. The men's team is on a record-breaking run and heading into March as the only undefeated team in Division I men's hoops. But the question remains whether the school should tear down its old arena and build a new one. Student George Kuntz says it's time for something new.
If you build it, we will come. I mean, we want to be here, we want to have fun, and we love a team that is fantastic and one of the best in the country.
But recent grad Zach Romer says the program is just fine where it is.
If we can build a solid program and we can really, like, make a fan base that's excited to come, we can really use this space.
A survey done before the season shows many in the school community oppose the plan considered by trustees. A deciding vote is expected this Friday. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Zach Carrion.
We should see a day today much like yesterday with sunshine, maybe some clouds, a high near 50 degrees. We could see temperatures near 60 on Friday and Saturday. A slight chance of rain or light snow Saturday night into Sunday. We are keeping an eye out on a potential winter storm that'll affect our area early next week. And that's WYSO Today for Thursday, February 26th. I'm Mike Fraser.